be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
Turn in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 54, verse 6. Well, when you participate with what God wants done, guess what? You get in His miracle flow, and you get in His blessed flow. Amen? His miracle flow. When you do things the way God wants you to do, He'll turn that thing around for your good. Amen? You can live in supernatural lifestyle and supernatural abundance. Amen? How many believe that? It could be much better. Better than that. It's getting much better. Amen? The more that you condition yourself, the more that you condition yourself to the, you know, to the Word of God and position yourself in God's kingdom, guess what? You're setting yourselves up for miracles, and you're setting yourself up for the greatest blessing that you could ever imagine. Amen? Because I know Jesus, things should be better with me. Amen? It says in Psalm chapter 54, verse 6, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. God is a covenant God. Amen? And He's a sacrificial God. We're going to pick up something. We're going to upgrade our lifestyle. And in order to do that, we got to get a stronger word. Amen. And we need to hold on to that stronger word and never let it go. Amen. Somebody say relationship, relationship. With God kind of people. Now, let me tell you about your supernatural relationship. The Holy Ghost told me, get around covenant people. Amen. Walk with covenant supernatural people because I want to bless you. But at times, the atmosphere that you may dwell in hinders the move of God and stops God's miracle. Amen. But the Lord conditioned me and He said, look, stay with covenant people so that my covenant can flow, because the anointing that I'm trying to give you has got to pour out from you onto everybody else around you, but you're shorting it out with some negative stuff around you. See, God wants to get you into this overflow anointing that it blesses everybody else around you. Amen. So that flow can go from heart to heart and it'll come back to you. But many times you got an anointing on your life, you got a flow on your life, and you go sending that anointing out to the wrong place and it doesn't come back, and you don't get that, you know, you don't get that return that you should get. Amen. But the word of the Lord is rich and sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's going to go forth into a group of people that can hold on to the word of God, and we can see something happen with it. Amen. God's going to sharpen our relationships. Amen. Amen. We don't want a covenant. Amen. With non-covenant people. The tithe is a holy thing. Somebody say, thank God for that. Now, we can do charity to people that don't understand that concept. Amen. Every once in a while. Amen. But you got to watch out to the dimension of your relationship. Amen. The dimension of your relationship. Amen. Don't associate with robbers. Amen. How are you going to be in relationship with God and hang out with His enemy? And if somebody would slap Jesse in his face and spit in his face and rob from him and steal his car, and then I go hanging out with Jesse one minute, and then the next day you see me, amen, and I'm riding around in Jesse's car with the person that robbed him for it, robbed it from him, amen? You better watch your relationship with God and get around holy, supernatural people, amen, that will upgrade you, that might sharpen you to be like God, amen? And not soften you and have you desensitized to the word of God. It's time to come out, amen, and get up where God wants you to be, amen. I look at somebody and say, it's going to be all right. Somebody says, I don't think I can handle all this Jesus stuff. I'm here to tell you by the Holy Ghost you can, amen. It'll bless you and keep you well. You got to make a decision which way you want to live. Don't just hang around it. Get into it and get into all of it, amen. Let God bless you. There's better than that, amen. God wants to bless you, and He wants to get you in position to where you can stay there. Amen? And not be shorted out. Amen? Say, I'm going to cut my short circuit off in Jesus' name. The devil's not going to steal from you anymore. He's not going to destroy you anymore. Amen? He's going to get you to the place to where your confession can say so. Many of you can't even keep a positive confession. Amen? You can't keep a confession not because you don't hear a good word, but because there are people about you and around you that destroy your confession. Even on your job, you got to watch where you walk. You better find a believer. If you ain't got one there, make one. God never sent you anywhere alone. What does that mean? That means there's an ability from the Holy Ghost within you to have a partner in everything you're involved in. Hallelujah. If you got to sell cars, God will give you a Holy Ghost sanctified anointed covenant car salesman so that you can agree with. Amen?
Amen.
You got to paint houses, he'll give you somebody with faith and somebody with anointing you can stand with. You don't got to do it alone.
Amen.
You're selling oil on your job. You got somebody you can believe with. God will send it if you want it. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
He'll send you help. You don't have to go about it alone. Every once in a while, you feel you're facing something alone. You got to go down to keyboard. You got to do something. Say, God, I'm all by myself. Send me some help. Send me some support. And God will send you exactly what you need. Somebody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. So that you can have covenant with the people that God wants you to have covenant with. Amen. And you can cut off those things that God doesn't want you to be around. Because God wants to bless you this year. Amen. He doesn't want to just keep pulling you out of the pit. Amen. He wants to take you on from glory to glory to glory. Amen. But you got stuff pulling you in a hole. Amen. You got stuff keeping you in the ground. But God's here to deliver you and to set you free. Now, what did I say that for? Because God said he's a covenant kind of God. And you got to live a lifestyle that involves supernatural Holy Ghost anointed sacrifice. It's the sacrifice that brings the blessing. And many people don't live their lifestyle in the area of sacrifice. You don't want to sacrifice anything. There's going to be an element of sacrifice. You got to give up something to get something. In every area.
Yes.
Say, God, I want to cut a covenant. He says, where's your sacrifice? My business is messed up. I want to make it better. Where's your sacrifice? Give me something that I can cut. See, many times, Abraham wanted to be the father of many nations, and he had one son. That one son, and God said, I want to take him and I want you to sacrifice it. I want to get it and I want to tear it up and you can't use it anymore. God's after you this morning for that thing that is most precious to you, most valuable to you. And he says, lay it on the altar and sacrifice it. Amen. And God will meet you to the measure of your sacrifice. If God's getting you to sacrifice a little thing, you got a little miracle coming. But if God's got your whole something, that means he's saying, I want to be your total source of supply. But nobody wants to hear that. But the Bible says in Psalm chapter 54, verse 6, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. Are you here to make a sacrifice this morning? You're here to cut a covenant with your God. God is a sacrifice God. Say, I will offer sacrifice unto thee. See, you can offer a sacrifice of praise. That means the praise that you give God costs you something. I will praise the name of the God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. How many want to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over the Woodlands, Texas? Well, the psalmist said, I will magnify God with thanksgiving. Many people think that God is a small God, not involved in anything, because the level of our thanksgiving, the level of our gratefulness, the level of our gratitude, they think God is a small God because his people don't ever go back and say, God, you've done this. You're a mighty God. You need to get a thankful. Your heart needs to be so thankful. You know, you got to have a heart that's so grateful toward God and so thankful for everything he does that he might be exalted in your life.
Yes.
Many people got a small God because they got a small heart of gratitude. They don't think that God can do anything. But when you get to the point to where you're thankful God can do anything, you got to think of what he's already done and say, Lord, I thank you. And you got to get into the, you want to start your anointing off, start him off in thankfulness. Start him off in thankfulness and grateful and being grateful for everything he's done. Don't forget not one blessing that he's done. See, if you're living in a thing where you're just ungrateful for everything, you limit God. Hallelujah. You come under a curse if you get under something where you're just not thankful. Amen. You need to get an anointing on you that causes you to walk through your miracle that God's already provided and say, Lord, the anointing on me. Thank you. I like this chair. It's good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. This car might be rattling and rolling, but I remember how you gave it to me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're a faithful God. Thank you. But you're good no matter what. I can find something to praise you for, something to give you thanks for. Hallelujah. And that's God. See, when you get that spirit moving on, you get that anointing, you start to connect up to God. Hallelujah. You start to connect up to an anointing. God's trying to bring you your breakthrough and he's trying to bring you your miracle. Get yourself around. You become this kind of person. You get around this kind of people. Get around people that live in sacrifice. Amen. I won't be around you because I believe you're that kind of person. I believe you're a sacrificial kind of person. You're going to sacrifice. Amen. Glory to God, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn to Psalm chapter 69, verse 30. See, you're going to get to the point to where you come. Somebody said, well, we worship too long. The music service is too long. It's not necessary to do all that screaming, howling, and shout. Well, you don't understand, but we're thankful to God. We're trying to bring about a miracle. We're here meaning business. Amen. We're not trying to just get a bunch of people. We're here trying to get blessed. Amen. We're here to do what God told us to do. Amen. We're living by this. It's work. Amen. Hallelujah. I come into his house to magnify his name. Glory to God. See, many of you got a sorry week because you give him a sorry praise. Yes, many of you get sorry weeks because you give him sorry praise. See, this is the beginning of your week. This is the beginning of your week. Yeah, oh, yes. This is it. This is the word. Amen. This is what you're going to live by. This is payday. Psalm chapter 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord. Better than ox or bullock that have horns and hooves. Somebody say, thank God. You might not have a lot of money, amen. You might not have what your heart desires to have, but you can give him a sacrifice of praise which pleases God more than money, amen. Amen. You can't pay God from what he wants you to give him from your heart. That means that the sacrifice of praise and a grateful heart, when you get out here and you lose it, amen, you get out here and lose it, that pleases God more than money. Ooh, where it says the offering is a sweet smelling savor unto God, pleasing unto God. And see, will he not pour out the windows of heaven towards you? Somebody say, thank God. Well, that means that praise in a heart of gratitude has greater value in the kingdom of heaven than dollars and cents. And many people are just living off the offering plate. Some don't even live off of that. Amen. You want to increase yourself in God's kingdom and you want to please God, get your praise together. Amen. Have all your business together. Amen. Get your praise together. Get your act together. Get out of your flesh and get out there and say, look, I'm not into this, but God is into this. I'm going to do it. Amen. I'm going to get my dance on. Amen. I'm going to get my hands raised. I don't care if the music's bad or good. Amen. I got stuff to do. I'm going to please the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. Nothing going to stop me from pleasing God. Whether he plays the keyboard right, I'm going to please God. Amen. Whether they're singing the notes on key or not, I'm going to please God. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether the music's too loud, I'm going to please God. Nothing's going to stop me from giving pleasure to my God. It was so important to give thanks that King David hired some people to be thankful. Did you know that? Did you know that? It affected the nation so much, a heart of gratitude affected the nation so much that he had to hire people to be thankful. What does that mean? If he had to hire people to be thankful unto God, that means that you get people around you that are ungrateful for what he's done will cost you every last dime. It will cost you more to be ungrateful. That attitude costs you something when you don't appreciate what God's done. Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. It was so important that he appointed people to be thankful and to praise God. Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 30. See, this is a holiday of being of Thanksgiving. This is the Thanksgiving holiday, and this is the time you need to minister to your children. Don't permit ungratefulness. Don't permit it. Don't permit it. You teach them to stay away from fire. Teach them to stay away from taking things for granted and being familiar with God. Amen? And to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening. So he hired people just to come and say, God, thank you. Thank you. When the sun got up, they woke up and said, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You were a good God to go through all that ritual. And then when the evening came in the sunlight and the sun went down, they would also thank God. Amen. They added it to their repertoire. Amen. Many of us want to spend time complaining. Complaining in the morning when you get up. Oh, God. You go to bed. Amen. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Amen. But if you would add that to your repertoire, to your prayer life, thanks. Thanks in the morning. Amen. You need to have a thanks service every morning. Amen. Once a week. Once a week. If you can't do it every morning, just once a week you need to get together and get yourself some friends together. Have a thanks club. Amen. Have a thanks club. You can always find something to be grateful for. Get together for tea and say, oh, we're just here. This is just thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
We got to have a thanks meeting. Amen. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
It was that important. Glory to God. Psalm 42, verse 4. When I remember these things, I will pour out my soul in me, for I have gone with the multitude and went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. 95, Psalm 95, verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him. Now, we've been talking about supernatural lifestyle in the kingdom of heaven and the keys to the kingdom of heaven. How many of you are really excited about that? And how many of you are getting a hold of this supernatural lifestyle, spiritual lifestyle, walking in the spirit that we've been talking about the last month? And the keys of the supernatural lifestyle. Some of you aren't taking notes. Some people don't take notes. They don't know. One day you're going to want to find get into the kingdom. Amen. You're going to have to push that code in. You got to pull out your notes and study. So you're going to get the thing when you get in a bind. You're going to get in a bind and you're going to figure what brings you out of the bind. You're going to, before you call people to bail you out of your bind financially, to bail you out of this, you're going to be bailing your notes out. Amen. You bail the word out and let the word bail you out. Make every effort to get up under the word. Glory to God. Get up under the word and apply yourself. Get that, get your attitude gone and get up under the word and apply that word to your life and get paid. Sit up under the word long enough, it'll bless you. Now, we've been talking about heavenly keys. One of the keys to entering into that supernatural kingdom is this. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 100, verse 4. Some people don't really realize, or they don't understand. They've seen it, we've been talking about with kingdom lifestyle, but God wants some people to enter into it and to stay in it. And you're not going to be able to live like you used to live. We're not going back there again. We're just not doing it. I mean, you're not dragging me back into that, amen? And I'm not dragging you, amen? We're going to walk in the Spirit. Amen. I'm not going to pick up that burden. You are crazy. Amen. You're not dragging me back into the hole, and I'm not going to drag you into the kingdom. Amen. Somebody say, no dragging allowed. Look at somebody else. That's from the Holy Ghost. Look at somebody and say, no dragging allowed. There are many people you need to set yourself free from. You dragging anybody, it's not God's will. Let the Holy Ghost lead them. They'll come when they want to, but don't you drag anybody. Lot's wife turned around. He said, look, when they delivered Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, look, they said, they didn't say, you just start running slow, we're going to let you go. They said, you even look back, you're gone. You just look back and you just salt, amen. I mean, to let you know. That is to let you know. When God's ready to deliver people, amen, you got to go. You got to pack up. Anybody wants to say, okay, see you, bye. Praise God, I'm going on. Amen. You just turn around and look back. Amen. You better start listening to people's words and start hearing. They start reminiscing of the days go by and start, well, it should have been like this. Amen. That's looking back. You need to let them go on back. Amen. Bless you. Hallelujah. Here's $5. See you next week. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to have to leave you right there. Amen. Where there is no shadow of turning within. If people don't have a good confession about the future and ready to go forward, you need to let them go in Jesus' name. Ooh, the anointing's on this letting go stuff. Ho, 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 ho. Whoa, he's been on that. That's not even in the thing I want to talk about. But this is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost is on that. Amen. You need to set yourself free. Everybody stand up right now in Jesus' name. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Everybody stand up right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how many of you want to go on with God and the things of God? Amen. Yeah. Amen. And right now, by I prophetically speak to you right now and commission you by the Holy Ghost to release those things that you're dragging. Don't you be bound again. Thank you, Jesus. Get out of the rut. Get out of the hole. Amen. And you go forward. And don't you turn around. Don't even listen to them squawk and complain. But go forward with God. For God's trying to bless you. And there are people trying to hold you back. But God wants to deliver you and set you free right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm prophetically speaking to you. It means it's coming. Some of you are just going to rise. Some of you are just going to rise. You're going to rise above. And you're going to find out some of those people you let go, God can get them. But God can't catch them because you're dragging them. You're not the Holy Ghost. You're not the Holy Ghost. And neither am I. Hallelujah. Cut them loose in Jesus' name. Cut it loose. And many of you wonder why some of those relationships you used to have are so salty. Wonder why you got a salty relationship. You get a wound and you go back to past friends that you used to have. You know, you're walking on with God and you get in a battle with the devil and all of a sudden you just get a little cut on you. And you go back to those old relationships and you wonder why it stings so bad when they try to minister to you. They're salt. It's like salt in a wound. Don't even go back for comfort. Amen. Go forward with God. Don't you ever go back again. Amen. It's salt. Well, Father, we're going on, Jesus. Two messages here this morning at the same time. Psalm 100, verse 4. This supernatural lifestyle that we're talking about, we've been giving out keys. Does anybody remember any of the keys? Any of the keys? Any of the keys? Any of the keys to the kingdom? Oh, hallelujah. Here's one of those keys to entering into that kingdom of heaven. Psalm 104. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. Last verse I want you to look at is Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is so strong. He wants to bless you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The wonderful, breakthroughs, the wonderful anointings. So you got to get your faith up there. You got to get your faith up there so that you can receive. God is wanting to do some miracles even right now. Colossians chapter 2, rooted and built up in him and established in faith. Somebody say, I'm getting established in faith. As you have been taught. Isn't that good? As you have been taught. Glory to God. Thank God that we can be taught in the way of faith. Hallelujah. There are many people that teach you to run from faith and the things of faith. Oh, it's all this. It's not worth all that. But thank God that God sends his word and that you can be instructed in faith. Now, you can have the faith message and be standing in the faith message and you can be under all the teaching. You can hear all this marvelous teaching. But if you want to abound in that teaching, abounding therein your faith. How many want to abound in your faith? And abound in the things that you've been taught. Abounding in those things with what? With what? How many of you want to abound in thanksgiving? Glory to God. Glory to God. There's another key to abundance. There's another key to prosperity and abundance. Yes. Now listen to me, if you just hear the word and obey the word, so shall you do good in the land. Thank you, Jesus. If you hear the word and obey the word and practice the word, amen, so will you do well in the land and things will go well with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you receive your miracle right now? Oh, sheep, oh, sheep, oh, sheep, oh, sheep, oh, sheep, oh, sheep. God's leading you beside the still waters, amen, beside the green pastures that you might eat and have your fill, because God doesn't want you impoverished, amen. And God gets very upset when we take the children's bread and give it to dogs. God gets very upset when we take the children's bread and give it to dogs. What does that mean? The children's bread is God's will that you people be blessed. God wants to bless you so much because you're covenant people. And the difference between his children are the people that keep his covenant, that are entered into his covenant, and the dogs are those that keep no covenant with God. What does that mean? You can't give the children's bread to dogs. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Look at me right in my face right now. Abundance is coming in ways that you could never imagine. And I'm instructing you in this right now to teach you. Because some people are going to get into curses. Some of you are going to get into curses, not by what you don't give, but some of you are going to give into things that will curse you instead of bless you. It is not good to give the children's bread unto dogs. don't bless unrighteousness. Amen. Bless those that can keep a covenant so it'll come back. Amen. Don't sow into somebody that doesn't keep a covenant with God. You're wasting your money. Keep covenant. Amen. Keep covenant. Keep covenant. That means you got to walk with people that got integrity. Because integrity is the foundation to covenant. And you keep your word. I think we've heard enough in order to be blessed. Amen. Why don't you stand right where you are? Amen. If you're hungry, God will bless you right now. I know it. The Lord loves you here today. How many of you want to help people? How many of you got a heart to help people? Oh, you want to help people. You want to help people and you want to bless people and you want to see people blessed and you want to see people do well. Let me tell you how the best way to help someone. Teach them covenant. Teach them Jesus. Take care of them while you're teaching them Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Don't just take care of them, but take care of them and teach them Jesus. You just take care of people without teaching them Jesus and having it apply. Amen. You're just going to develop a cycle. But make sure you teach them Jesus and teach them the ways of God and teach them covenant. Amen.
We bless your holy name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.